The views and opinions on Pain Train Pipe Bomb are of the cast and crew only. Due to the graphic nature of this program, viewer and listener discretion is advised. Pain Train Pipe Bomb Productions presents Pain Train Pipe Bomb, starring Melissa Mitro, Misi Gonzalez, and Ricky Litwinkowicz. You can find us on Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, Give Us a Shot Network, IPMNation.com, YouTube, Instagram, and Sound Machine FM. Need merch? Go to shop.spreadshirt.paintrainpipebomb.com or paintrainpipebomb.threadless.com. This show is produced and edited by Ricky Litwinkowicz and Chris Rex. Recorded and produced in Brooklyn, New York, Tobyhanna, Pennsylvania, and Mesa, Arizona. What is up, everybody? It is Pain Train Pipe Bomb on the 2nd of December, our technical first show for the month and the possible run of the last one for the year would be pretty scary.
I'm so lost.
Meeting next week?
Well, think of it this way. Technically, we would have the last show for the year on the docket. Like, that last Thursday night of the month would be the last show for the year.
It's Christmas Eve, though. No, Christmas Eve is on Friday.
Well, it'd be the day before New Year's Eve, because I'm not doing a show New Year's Eve.
No, it's not New Year's Eve.
Well, New Year's Eve is a Friday. So we would technically have our official last show on a Thursday, which would be the last Thursday of the month. Stephen Waldman's in the house.
Where you been, buddy?
Stephen Waldman has been working his ass off. I haven't seen Stephen Waldman on a show in like 2 weeks. It's been bad.
Yeah, it's been a while.
His job needs to let him get out a little bit more.
I, again, cannot see any comments, so if you direct anything at me, just let me know somehow.
Don't worry, I can be the comment coordinator.
It would be great, because normally I'm on top of all this stuff.
But
without having the extra screen, I'm like lost.
Well, there's nobody watching the show currently right now, so we don't have to worry about it. Everybody's watching the Cowgirls and the Saints.
Oh, is that the one that's on tonight?
Yeah. Freaking shout out to the Bear Man who picked the Saints for tonight. Because he bet against his own team. He's trying to pull the Rick method. Bet against your own team and they win.
Does that really work, though?
Yes. I've done that for 4 of the Patriots' 8 wins today.
What?
Janet's on.
Janet!
What's up, Janet?
Woo-hoo! Yeah, see the woohoo.
Woo-hoo!
Christian has liked the stream. Thank you, Christian. Much appreciated.
Oh, that's my homeboy. His name is Nip Slip, just so you know.
Nip Slip.
No, self-explanatory. That's what I nicknamed that guy, Christian. His name is Nip Slip. And this is my brother, my sister, Nip Slip. Melissa and Ricky.
Yeah, so Janet, I sent Melissa a picture earlier today. It was something that I was doing after work last night to try to wind down. And I was trying to make like a baseball card style picture with the special effects in the back of it. And I actually sent it to Janet because she's been like crazy with Photoshop, doing all of these different things to pictures and websites and stuff like that. So yeah. Janet says she's working on it. She wants to see if she can come up with different than what I came up with.
I think you are plotting for when you become bowling famous, like in the retirement tour.
Yes, I am trying to get into the retirement tour. I have
the PBA 50. It's creeping. It's creeping on you. You know that.
It is creeping because you know it's what, December.
50? I got
4 months till I turn 45, and then it's a jump from there. But I'll make Brooklyn proud. Unfortunately,
Pete, you better Weber, start preparing.
Pete Weber won't be there by the time I get there, but
you better start preparing. We're gonna have to do a lot of bowling.
My peoples are coming through. Like, share, comment, everybody.
No, I am not young, Janet. I have the body of like a 90-year-old.
Oh, Buster.
I mean, a little less wrinkly.
Well, less wrinkly, but at least though, I have that same same noise that the remote makes every time I walk. Click, 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 click. Yeah, that's me.
What did I sound like the other night?
Oh my God, you sound like a fucking frying egg.
Everything on my body went snap, crackle, and pop. Everything. like a bowl of Rice Krispies.
What were you doing?
I was getting off the couch, Measy. I was getting off the couch. My hip popped, my knee popped, my ankle popped. I went to stand up, I leaned on the side, my elbow made some kind of sound.
crackle and pop.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a box of Rice Krispies. My whole body made noises I didn't know it was capable of making. And all I did was stand up.
A fucking fart would have topped that shit off.
Oh, speaking of. Speaking of. So yesterday, technically Tuesday into Wednesday, I slept over Melissa's house. Now, I think I've slept over four times already. Are we about average on that? So yesterday in the morning was my workman's comp hearing. And I wake up, I go, I smoke, I come back, and I lay in bed. And I'm on my phone, and I'm trying to still kind of wake up a little bit more. And the morning farts began. Now, out of all of the times that I had ever slept over, the morning farts were not there. Yesterday must have been the exception. Because luckily enough, we weren't under the blankets when it happened.
He has probably stored them up until yesterday. He had probably stored them all up.
So basically, you're telling me that you blew up Melissa's house.
No, I blew up the toilet. Okay? I did blow up the toilet. But, shit happens, I guess, you know?
The noise that came out of that body, Misi, like, it could have woken people up, like, two blocks away.
It was bad. Horrible.
And then he starts to laugh, which makes it happen again. So it was like, you know, it was like a full-on laugh like that, and then an extra long fart because he couldn't hold it in while he was laughing. So it just kept happening over and over. And the more he farted, the more he laughed.
Like, really?
Yes, exactly. Like, and then he just kept laughing and farting and laughing and farting. And finally, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get up. And that's exactly what
exit
I did.
Stage left. Exit.
I got up. And I left the room. That was it.
Yeah, but it was cardinal though, because
poor Melissa.
It hadn't happened the previous times, and then all of a sudden.
No, because he was trying to warm me up.
Christian said counter pressure. Did he touch up in your ass?
No. It was above.
He was trying to warm it up. You know, like the first couple times. You know, you have to make like the first, like the good impression where you don't do anything. And then all of a sudden you feel a little comfortable and you feel like you could be yourself. He was very much himself yesterday.
He went full throttle on you.
He was.
He went
there
from
was,
A to motherfucking Z, Devolava.
Listen, to the wall, let it all out.
I opened up the Nas tank and
now,
I was like.
You have crossed how many boundaries? Now have you fucking been in the bathroom with him when he's taking a shit? that's when your boundaries are no more.
No, that will not be. That will not be.
And then, top it all off, I go through the hearing, and I said to her, hey, you know, I really think we should go out for breakfast. Now, I normally do not eat breakfast. Okay? We are rectifying this situation. I normally do not eat breakfast. Woo-hoo! Because I'm not normally up that early in the morning. Okay? So I had suggested, hey, let's go to the diner. Let's get some breakfast. And she looked at me a little weird. And then she was like, okay, let's go. So we go to the diner.
Wait a minute. First, you wanted to order the breakfast.
Yeah, because I really didn't feel like getting dressed. But then I ended up getting dressed. So.
But then I informed him that the diner dude comes to deliver the food on a bike. And it was like 40 degrees out. And I was like, you know, if we order breakfast, it's going to be like an ice cube by the time it gets here, right? Why don't we do
a fucking bike?
He does. He does. He delivers on a bike. And he's deaf. But that's besides the point. So he delivers
pasta or breakfast? What are you getting?
Breakfast.
So what happened?
We were getting breakfast.
You were ordering.
Oh, breakfast. Totally breakfast. It was only what, 9:30 in the morning?
Yeah, 9:30 in the morning. I'm like, fuck this. I want breakfast.
What's up, Larry?
Nick is on here. He goes, boundaries? What the fuck are those? I'm lactose intolerant to the Sharth degree.
Christian said wants to work.
So I have been in the habit that I always post pictures of my food. Okay?
I got that habit too.
So I go and I order an omelet. Now, again, that's another thing I normally eat is eggs because I fart a lot after eating eggs.
We know.
Well, since you got it all out at my house, it's not going to be a problem.
So I go to the diner and I'm like, I want this. It's eggs with home fries, right? I normally just get eggs with home fries and toast and I'm good to go. But yesterday I was feeling extra special. So I went and ordered myself an omelet. And on the screen is the picture of the omelet. And it is a pizza omelet. If you don't know what a pizza omelet is, let us explain what the pizza omelet is.
Inquiring minds want to know.
It is a omelet full of mozzarella cheese. Like, if you were to take the brick and cut it in half, that's what they put in the middle of the eggs. No joke. Like, that shit was like a pound of mozzarella in the egg. Okay? And then they top it with sauce. So the same concept of a pizza burger is the same concept that they do with the eggs. And then I did want fucking home fries. So I got the home fries. I got bacon. I got rye toast. And I'm like, I'm good for the day. I'm good for the day. That's it. That's all I wanted. I wanted pizza something. And I ended up getting pizza omelet.
What's up, man?
So then he posts the picture to which his mother writes on there, you don't even eat eggs. Which I found amusing because that's all he kept talking about was how he wanted eggs. I'm like, you don't even eat eggs, but if that's what you want, we'll go.
Bro.
I'm not going to turn down breakfast.
Me neither. Did you see my breakfast this morning, Ricky?
Yes, I did.
Oh.
I just made breakfast for dinner.
I had a chicken fried steak in the fucking... If you guys come down here, I'm going to take you to get breakfast at that place. It had the fucking potatoes have some kind of smoky taste to them. Amazing.
I was in the mood for eggs yesterday, so that's what I had.
French toast that I had, it was Hawaiian sweetbread. That's what they make their fucking shit out. And then it was a strawberry cheesecake. So what they do is they dip the fucking toast into graham cracker crust, and then they fry it. And then they put this fucking little curd in the middle. Oh, my God. It was fucking amazing.
You know, speaking of food, I forgot which. I think it's Applebee's put out those new wings that they have with the crushed Cheetos on them. They look
I don't know.
They look pretty fucking disgusting.
Do they
look like moldy pieces of fucking chicken.
Yeah, that's where I went, Ash, the hen house. It's fucking bomb ass fuck. Whenever you want to go, babe, on my day off, I'll take your ass.
Nick, you all have already won. He challenges me to a clean shave Christmas.
I know.
Not happening.
I have been solidly begging Ricky since year one to shave just one time so I could see his face.
Dude, how much?
One time.
What would it take?
We are 9 years in. I'm still begging for one time for him to shave his face.
This is pussy.
Not doing it.
What would it take?
First off, I don't like my chin.
Just once for all of us.
I have like the weirdest shaped chin. Not happening. Sorry.
That's fine.
But your hair on your face grows back like super fast.
Not on my chin. Only on the sides.
So like in like 2 weeks, you'll have a beard again.
Red said, what you said, you taking me out? Oh, snap. Yeah. No, I'm not.
I can't read any comments.
Do it, Nick. Do it, Nick. I'd love to see it. He's going to do some Photoshop work.
Good luck.
Do it. Do it. I can't. Yeah, I can't read the comments. So I don't. If you guys are talking,
said,
I can't read
Nick
any of it.
Nick said he would do. Nick said. Whoops. Fuck. Nick said, God damn it. I think I could go ham with Photoshopping, though. And then Red said, what you say? You taking me out? Oh, snap.
Yeah, Nick said I'll do it. He goes, he'll do it if I do it. I'm not doing it.
Wait,
sorry,
were you
Nick.
Talking to me, Red?
Melissa, Janet says she can Photoshop my beard off.
Let's see it, Janet. Let's see it, Janet. Come on, Janet. Let's see that.
And I just sent her a recent picture too, so it's not like she can't use that.
And I mean, like I've seen pictures of you as a teenager without facial hair.
Yeah, that's as far as you get.
Yeah, I mean, I was lucky I got to see those, I guess.
I mean, I have those on my page if anybody really wanted to see them.
Wait, I'm so confused. I smoked way too much weed today.
I mean, there's
I think
the,
I'm going to start.
I mean, there's this picture here. I mean, the one of me in the sheepshead jersey with no facial hair.
Let's see.
It's up on the screen already.
I can't see any of it. I'm blind.
Whoa!
I mean, that was me in the younger days with the lovely little no beard deal.
You don't have a weird chin, bro.
Oh, it's weird now. It's like one little clump chin. I hate it.
You don't have a weird chin.
It's weird now. Like you grew in a different chin.
My chin is just weird.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. Trust
me. You always have this long hair?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Wow. Now even Lynn's saying I don't have a weird. That's a. That.
It.
Do you know how long ago that picture
Nick,
was?
What's this picture? Are you able to make his chin with his face now?
That picture was like when I was 17.
Your chin doesn't change.
Yes, it does.
It does not.
Yes, it does. When you gain weight, you lose weight. All of the fucking, like facial shape, it changes. Hey, it's the five share owner of the Green Bay Packers. Bernard's on.
What's going on, dude?
Nick said easy.
Yes, he bought 5 shares of the Green Bay Packers.
Who did?
Bernard? Yes.
Congrats, bro.
Janet goes, I hate to say it, but he is right.
What?
About
Red
chin shapes,
hello.
I guess.
Oh. Nasa
that your chin changed?
Yeah.
Nasa said his hair is long like Rapunzel.
Oh, it was actually a lot longer than that. I had actually just got it cut.
We actually just discussed cutting Ricky's hair yesterday.
Yep. Actually discussed it.
Nick got to show us his younger picture.
We're going to be taking some of Ricky's hair off this week.
Yeah. About 8 inches of it.
Why?
Because it's just getting too ridiculous.
He wants me to cut it. He wants me to cut it.
How long is it if you're taking 8 inches off? How long is it?
I would say it's almost back to the way it originally was, like halfway down my back.
What the fuck? fuck? Just pull it out and show us.
Gank, pull it out, Ricky. Pull it out.
Whoa.
It's long. It goes like halfway down his back.
It's like halfway down my back already. So
that's
like,
just one piece. Is it thin like that, or is it long and thick?
My hair is very thin to begin with. So, but it's like it's long and it's just getting a pain in the ass. It's more of a pain in the ass when you get it stuck in the fucking zipper of your jacket. So you know that it's just fucking.
Yeah, us girls know that all shit all too well.
No, Bernard, I'm proud of you for doing that. I wish I could have. I could be an owner of a team.
What do you see, nice. Bernard's? I don't see his comments. Where are you seeing?
He's on YouTube.
Oh.
He's on the tube of you.
That's why I'm not seeing his comments.
Speaking of the Book of Face.
Wait, hold on. Bro, I want to go back. How much money to shave the beard? What? Do we need to raise?
No. Money will not do anything. I'll end up just giving the money to Melissa anyway, so.
All right. I'm just going to come over with the buzz and go.
So wait a minute. If that's how this is working, then can I settle on an amount then? Is that how this works?
It's not going to happen. They'll just give you the money and I will shave it. That's all.
If you just said he's going to give me the money. So let's see who the highest bidder is and I'll go with that. And then he can shave his face. Or okay. He can give me the money and I can shave his face while he sleeps.
Okay, so, wait. Hold on.
Like you start from one side, you go...
Okay, so I had one question answered. The shares for the Green Bay Packers are $300 a piece.
And that's not terrible.
Ashley said, let's all donate for him to cut the beard.
Let's do it, Ash!
And I have a picture of Mr. Nick. And it's on the screen.
Let's see.
He's sitting there playing with the puppy.
Aww. How old are you there, Nick?
Said he was in his 20s.
Look at him, youngster.
I'll have to go back and look at it later.
But Naja put hashtag donate for Santa beard, LOL.
Listen, I would rather have the full beard that I had back. The problem is... I just get annoyed with it, and I just shave off the fucking beard and leave the goatee.
Question. You have two options. Shave the beard, shave the head. What's your answer?
Neither.
No, you only have two options.
Listen, I can give you the other option. Oh, and she got kicked off. She just, bloop, gone. Stephen Waldman says, if we had stars, I'd drop 10,000 not to. See, she tried to do it. See, the gods punished you.
No, my dumbass was like, hit the button when I was trying to.
Yeah, the gods punished you.
I don't know what happened. Whatever. You had two options. Get with the program, sucker.
All right, apparently we're showing baby pictures, too. So there is a baby picture of Nick on the screen right now.
Oh, look at Steven. He said if we had stars, he'd give us 10,000.
Yeah.
Thank you, Steve. Is that baby Nick? He's throwing up deuces with his fingers.
He's got scissors in his hands.
Oh, is that what that is? I need glasses.
Oh, my God, Nick.
Let me see. How old was he? And he had scissors in his hand?
He was 3.
Who let you run around with scissors at 3?
Who let you play with scissors, yo?
I'm only reading the comments. Steven says he's already bald. He shaved his hair off. And his mother let him run around with the scissors. I don't think I have any baby pictures in my fucking...
He said my mama let him. His mom let him.
I don't think I have any baby pictures on my Facebook.
No. I don't think I have... There's only like a handful of baby pictures of me anyways. I wasn't the love...
I mean, I have a picture with short hair, if that kind of fucking...
My mom doesn't have a camera.
Look, 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 wait, wait, wait. I got a picture of me with short hair. There you go.
Let's see.
There it is. That's me with short hair.
What's graduation?
That would be probably junior high, I think.
That'd be a great fucking profile picture.
Yeah. But I had short hair back then. That's when I actually used to use gel to spike it all up. Yes, I said gel. God, I was such an 80s kid. Oh, and I had zero hair. So hair on my face and pimples all over the place.
Okay.
Oh, wait. I got a 1968 picture from Nick now.
Wait, fuck, how old are you, Nick?
Nick's an old bastard, like me. Although he was born 9 years before me.
What?
Yes, he's got the bad pickup now on the screen.
Why? That's how old you are? No, I was kidding.
Yep, he's 53. 53!
What?
All right, so should I tell these people about the white guy anger? I did put it in the description of tonight's video.
Yeah, go for it.
Which one should I start with?
I don't know. Pick one.
Okay. I think we'll go with the cable one. So, 3 weeks ago, we put in fiber optic. Everything was going well at some point after the one installation person came and fucked it all up. And then I fixed it, and then it took a dump again. So we had another tech in this week who advised me to upgrade the equipment. I said, okay, cool. I don't want to spend $59 for you motherfuckers to install this shit. I'll go pick it up, put it in myself, and not have to worry about it. So today, I rush over to the store. All I do is rush over to the store. I get on the line that is outside of the store because they're only letting in 6 customers at a time. Only 6. They have 6 blue dots on the floor. And if you're not on one of those blue dots, you cannot be in the store. Fucking assholes. Anyway. I get to the store, I tell the lady at the counter what's going on. She's like, nobody told you that. Oh, so I only imagined the 2-hour fucking phone call I had with these motherfuckers yesterday. She's like, wait, you were on the phone for 2 hours? Yes. I wouldn't be making this up and have a bag full of fucking equipment in my hand. Oh, well, we don't have that equipment in stock. Really? I waited online outside for 45 minutes. Then I'm waiting to get to this thing here 20 fucking minutes. And another 25 minutes for you to go and fucking tell me you don't have the fucking equipment in store. Well, I don't know who told you that. Bitch. The person on the phone yesterday told me that the fucking store had it. Oh, well, you got to call them back. We don't do that here. I'm going to fucking stab someone. I get on the phone. I'm calling cable on the way home. I'm driving and I'm bitching and screaming at people on the phone. People that were driving past me like I had 10 heads. So I finally get home and I get this nice guy, Peter, on the phone. Peter was like, I heard your conversation. I know you're angry, but we need to breathe. I've been breathing for 44 plus years. I'm tired of breathing. I want my fucking shit fixed, and I want it done fast. Or I'm going to fucking throw away a 24-year relationship with this fucking company and go somewhere else. So now I have another fucking appointment tomorrow.
I'm sorry. It sounds like a bad breakup.
Another fucking appointment showing up to my fucking house tomorrow. We don't get another fucking spazoid that don't put the fucking fiber optic shit in correctly I'm going on a massive stabbing spree on 45th Street. How now they will do anything to prevent me from visiting. Spectrum out here knows not to piss me off. Already messed up their store once after an hour of bullshit. Are you shocked, Nick? There was nothing for me to throw in the store. Those advertisements were fucking pointless. Oh, by the way, I did find a younger picture of me. And a younger picture of somebody who will never watch the show ever again. There we go. I'm teasing. I don't care. It's a picture of me in the old house with my sister. Oh my God, it's horrible. Janet, I believe me, if I do not get this problem fixed, I'm going to Verizon. And I'm getting a fucking like $700 discount. I don't care. But yeah, that was today. Huh?
You still got a mic in your face too.
Yeah, and my sister is blowing one of those put together fucking pipe horns. I don't know if you guys had that when you're children.
A what?
A pipe horn.
What the fuck is a pipe horn?
Remember they used to have that set with like all of the different like different shaped pipes or whatever. And you used to put them together, and then you used to, like, make things out of them. I don't know. No. Maybe it was before your time. I don't know.
Probably.
I mean, there's Diet Right Cola boxes in the back. There's an STP Son of a Gun sticker in there. I think there's a Hess truck in the back somewhere. Yeah. Good times. I can't watch YouTube TV. YouTube TV is too generic. Now that I got my sports package back, I've only been watching the Olympics the last 3 days. So my question is how many people want to come to New York and go curling with me? That's what I want to know.
I want to try. I don't think I can fucking do good on it. Hopefully my fat ass don't slip on the ice. But I'd try.
I want to know how many people want to come in and go curling.
Is it expensive?
I don't think it's expensive, although I really have to kind of find out all the logistics. But when I got my cable...
There's a curling cafe in Bryant Park. In the city. So you go and have food and drinks, and then you do curling.
Okay, so nobody... So Janet wants to know what curling is. Okay. There are four people on a team. Two players on each side of the rink, so to speak, okay? And you get these big stones that you have to push down the ice while you slide them down the ice, while people use brooms to direct the stone to a certain spot. And there's this big ass fucking target on both sides, okay? So the objective is to get all of your stones closest to the center of the target. It's kind of like bocce on ice. Santina's leaving.
Bye, Larry. I love you.
So it's like it's kind of like bocce on ice, except you have brooms and big stones.
Oh my God. I love him.
That's what curling is. I might even be able to find it.
Yeah, we watched it. Well, we watched it in the Olympics.
And
I just want to throw brooms.
It just so happens that the Winter Olympics are coming up on February 3rd. So I'm definitely going to be taking advantage of watching curling. I don't care. Put a picture up there. This is how you play. This is actually how you start it. You actually have to kneel on the ice and slide with the stone while holding a broom. Like, it's weird. No, Janet, if you win three in a row, it's not a sweep. But curling is actually pretty good. It's a men's and women's sport, but I want to go curling. And not
I think
with
we
weights.
Should go.
Bernard says he loves curling. See, everybody thought I was a fool for liking this.
Can broke Mexicans afford curling?
I believe so.
Yeah.
I think they even have a team. I think the Mexicans have a team.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, I'm going to even put a picture of the women up from Canada. Curling is actually pretty fun.
What do the uniforms look like? Don't tell me they're like little short shorts.
No. Well, I don't know if you want ice burn on your knees if you're wearing shorts.
They look like Oompa Loompa costumes. They do.
No, they don't.
They do.
Usually curling uniforms are like country coordinated. So if you have Canada, usually like the shirts are red and white, or United States is red, white, and blue, or the Sweden's is like sky blue and yellow and white.
Puffy jackets and shit. Let me Google it.
Yeah, but the curling is actually a pretty interesting sport. I don't know where it was created, but I would think it was probably created with somewhere cold. But like in this picture here, you can see the big target in the background, and the objective is to get all of your stones closest to that center of the target.
Okay, sometimes they have funky uniforms.
Well, it depends. It depends on what country you're from.
Oompa Loompas. But from the new Willy Wonka, not the old one.
Nick says, Mexican women's curling, laughing out loud. They don't use brooms. They redirect that thing by using a well-aimed chakla. Yes.
True.
Curling is actually...
just use fabuloso rags to get the fucking thing.
Yep, that's what it is.
This next picture here, this is the U.S. team, and they are heavily sweeping to get the stone a little bit of speed to get to the center. It is a very, very interesting sport.
It's kind of like shuttleboard, but like a big frozen scale of it.
It's probably a combination of both, like between that and bocce. But since when my box down here, my cable box, my Altice Mini, got fixed, it was stuck on the Olympics channel. I didn't even know that channel even fucking existed. And I turned...
What did you send me to the other day?
I turn
on channel something something.
I thought it was
so on. So I turn it on. There was not one English speaking person on the channel. I said to him, what the hell are you making me watch? So he goes, oh no, forget it. That's not the channel. And then he gives me another channel that I was supposed to be watching.
I said, put on 225. Meanwhile, I kind of like looked at the guide too quick and I thought it said 225 and it was 226. So she went one channel before what it was supposed to be. Yes, but curling. Yeah. And by the way, I stupidly forgot to take the leaves off from last week on Thursday. So there's leaves flying around in the background on the video. That's just
all good.
Horribly me.
That's all right. I can't tell anyway.
Horribly me. I don't even know.
I was eating a huge burrito when we were waiting for you. Did we lose Facebook? I think we lost Facebook.
Did we?
I don't know. Hold on. It might just be me.
I don't know. I can't tell.
No, I think we might have lost Facebook. Yeah, live video interrupted. The broadcast has been
fixed. Screenshot.
Yeah.
I think it is frozen on there, but this picture is fucking priceless.
Is it?
I have to
screenshot it.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, look at my face. Look at Melissa's face. We look like green cards.
That is
You'll have to send it to me because I can't see anything.
Did you screen grab it?
Oh yes, I did.
Great, I can't wait.
I'm gonna share it to myself and then show it on the screen. By the way, I thank the Book of Face for fixing that, by the way. Apparently on Mr. Waldman went to Twitch because he said the Book of Face strikes again. And Bernard said we're still on Facebook, even though it only says that there's three people watching.
All right.
But if you get getting screwed, the links are already in there for YouTube and Twitch. So I gotta fucking message that to myself.
I just did a sad to the fucking thing. I moved with sad thingy.
You look like you're getting poked in the butt with the fucking picture.
Who, me?
Missy. You look like you're getting poked in the butt.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Keep freezing.
On here, even?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not that. I see you guys clear as day.
Like, you're talking and you keep getting interrupted. Ricky, too.
Whoa.
The cable provider is now Altice.
About those motherfuckers, and they're like, yeah, we'll just turn your ass off.
It's still show. It says this live video has ended now on Facebook. Really now?
Were they sensitive about curling?
Apparently so.
Or me mentioning the Oompa Loompas?
I don't know. We were going to talk about cake, and now all of a sudden, like, there's nobody there on the Book of Face. Yeah,
wait.
We got disconnected on Facebook.
Facebook's back up.
No, it says this video has ended.
Bro, I'm watching it live right now.
I got no notification for it. It's off on my phone. It's acting up on Twitch also. Oh, that's nice.
Well, that's what I just said. Like, you guys were freezing.
We're back on.
Good thing I record these things.
Facebook is live. We're on. Hey, Kurt.
Bernard says we're still on Facebook and YouTube, and Red says I'm back. Clear.
I'm glad you guys are back.
I did it on my phone twice. It's not doing it. Stream has been back for about 10 minutes on Facebook. Oh, that's good.
That's good to know.
Fucking people from Restream will get to hear from me again. According to this, it still says it's running on Restream, so it's got to be the platforms. No, that says it cut off at 45 minutes.
I didn't do it.
Oh, I hate this.
Know what my favorite part of sangria is?
The fruit?
The fruit that's soaked at the end, like when you're done, and it all tastes so yummy.
I'm going to take your word on that. I don't think I've ever really had sangria.
Never?
Maybe I have and I don't remember.
It's so good.
My mom used to. Is that the shit that comes in the big bottle with the handle, with the finger?
Well, yeah. And then you add stuff to it.
Yeah, I think my mom's made that for me then.
And you float the fruit in it. And then all the fruit absorbs all the freaking alcohol. It's so good.
I said something I got yelled at for, too, by the way.
What?
Steven says you are no longer live on the Book of Face. Joy! Joy!
I'm seeing it with three people on there.
I don't know. No idea.
We're lying. Well,
Nick says it's still going.
See, this fucks us up every time. Who? Are you gone?
No.
No, we're here.
Where did you go?
I don't know. You're frozen, though.
Hold on.
You guys are perfect. You're nothing's happening.
You're not cheating on me. Believe me, you're not cheating on me.
Excuse me?
And she's back, I think.
Oh, weird. There's two of them up for her on my screen.
Yeah, I know. Two of them there. All right, look at it.
I don't know what's going on.
I don't know. I'm going to just play Chinese checkers again. There we go. Chinese checkers. Woo-hoo.
No.
Yeah, everybody said you were frozen on Facebook, and then you popped out, and it was like there was like three of you.
All right, I have to go back out. You're echoing.
Okay.
Hold on.
Would it be Pain Train without technical difficulties, y'all?
I don't know. We have to. She was in there twice.
That was crazy.
It's just nuts. Like, it's all, like, flipping out. I don't even know if I want to fucking... let's see what Steven says here.
How long we been on?
According to the recording part, we've been on 48 minutes.
Oh, now I see it.
But apparently Facebook is not live.
I'm watching it.
Unable to connect for Pipe Bomb. Apparently, though, we're still live on my page.
We're live. I see it live.
Yeah, but on my page, probably, not the Pipe Bomb page.
I just sent live as a fucking comment. Let's see what happens. Can you see it? We're live.
Yes, but we're live on my page, not the Pipe Bomb page.
Do you realize that we do this for 20 minutes of the fucking show every week?
Yes, I know.
And it's really annoying. I feel like every time this happens, we lose like full momentum of whatever we were talking about. Like,
see, he even said it. He goes, first off, he wants to take me to a hockey game. And it's live on my personal page. It is not live on the Pipe Bomb page. So if you're watching it live currently, you're watching it on my personal page. Which I dumped out and forgot to take off. So actually, we would be disconnected from Facebook. And just be on the tube of you and Twitch.
Wonderful.
So... we're on Facebook somewhere.
Okay. So what were we talking about?
I totally lost that.
We were talking about curling.
I thought we were done with the curling.
Were we?
Yeah.
And then we started talking about these technical difficulties.
Well, I want the I did bring up the one article because, you know, Mitro is very big in baking at this point of time. And I know this is not something she would do ever. Okay? But apparently there was an article that people went to a bakery and they got a cake full of mold.
Oh.
Yep.
Doesn't even happen, people.
So, like, I vaguely remember what this says because I did post it. And it was these people went to a bakery and they reserved a cake and had all frosting on the outside. And when they went home and they cut into the cake, all of the cake was full of mold. So the only thing I'm thinking is that, like, there are bakeries that don't bake on premises. Like, in other words, some of their things get delivered to them. So from what I remember from the article was that this particular place that this lady ordered from is outsourced, which means another bakery bakes it and then brings it in. So especially when you do things for mass selling, a lot of places freeze things. They don't make things fresh. So I can only imagine how long this cake must have been frozen before they shipped it to where they were supposed to ship it. What are you two doing?
Sending a picture to Nick.
I'm sending a fucking message.
you're both looking down. You both not looking at anything. I'm like, what the hell is going on? Why am I even talking? Nobody's fucking paying attention.
I was paying attention. They outsource it, and sometimes they don't see the inside of the cake. They probably slapped that thing and looked perfect on the outside, frosted that bitch up, and sent it out. They didn't cut open that cake. That's what happened.
No, that cake looks like it's been there for like a country day.
Yep. And they only offered them the price of the cake back. Could you imagine?
Yep, everybody's still catching up on the videos. They try to get people back in. Get some more people in for like the next 20 minutes or so. Yeah, that's a fucking, I mean, I'm not sure about the cake coloring either. I don't think that would have been a great idea. As she's playing with boobs on fucking screen, that's good.
I'm not. I dropped all crumbs down my shirt. And now they're making me itch.
Well, if it's any consolation, I dropped popcorn down my shirt before, and that was not pleasant.
Yes, but, you know, your shirt, it'll fall out of. Mine will go into my bra. And then when I take off the bra at the end of the night, all the crumbs of everything that I've eaten throughout the whole day will fall out, too.
I didn't tell you to wear a piece of clothing that didn't have a drain.
Well, you know what? I would prefer not to wear that piece of clothing, but, you know.
By the way,
I'm getting older now, and things move a little more than they used to when I walk.
By the way, we've had this discussion before about Dunkin' Donuts coffee. Because now we were talking about cake.
Yeah.
I say to myself, don't do this to yourself ever again. And I got that Thin Mints fucking Dunkin' Donuts coffee again.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I wasn't too happy with it.
The bottled ones are not so bad. I just don't like Dunkin' Donuts from the store.
Like, I still think it's kind of liquidy. Not cool.
Well, coffee is liquidy.
Bro, the place I went and had my breakfast today, their coffee was legit. Yum. Yum. It was like John Wayne blend. Perfect. Not too beany and not too light. It was perfect.
Did you ever, like, did you see my post the other day about running out of coffee in the morning?
Nuh-uh.
So I like this particular coffee. We've been buying it when we go food shopping. So I've never been like a make coffee every morning kind of person. But for the last like month, I've been making coffee every day. So the other day I got out of bed and I was tired and I'm like, there's just not enough coffee on earth to get me started today. Well, whoever heard me, because I opened the bag of coffee and there was only enough for like 2 spoonfuls of coffee, which meant like there was enough for like a cup of coffee.
Oh, shit.
Wow, it's not letting me send comments to Facebook at all.
What? I had my exception with that coffee. In fact, I did finish that coffee. I took my coffee to go home. That's how good that coffee was. Girl's like, can I take this home? She's like, yeah. She got me a cup. It was legit coffee.
The coffee that I get from the supermarket is maple bourbon coffee. It is absolutely delicious. It is so good.
You throw a little shot of whiskey in there.
I've been making it every day. And it's so good. And I was so upset that I ran out. So now I'm using other coffee that I'm not really happy with, but I'm using it.
Put some bourbon in there?
Not the same.
No?
Nope.
No, this coffee you could smell for like two city blocks. I'm not even joking.
But it's delicious though, isn't it?
It is. But I also, like for me, like I kind of like stingy it up a little bit because I have to have creamer in it. And I'm not like that type of person that puts just a little bit of creamer in the coffee. Like I like a quarter of an inch of creamer in my coffee. So like that's usually just the way I roll. By the way, I'm trying to get an update on a game for two teams that I really don't care about.
Oh man, I didn't check my fantasy team. I'm dropping on the fucking playoffs. You know, I mean dropping. I'm not gonna have a shot at the playoffs so I don't win this week.
Well, I'm tied. I'm currently tied with Darnell, so that's actually pretty fun. There'll be the other showdown at the end. Oh, and we lost BC again. The women are the only constant ones that drop off. Dallas.
No, I hit something on accident. I was still there. I could hear you, but you just couldn't see me. I don't know what the hell I hit, but I hit something.
It's Dallas 10, Saints 7 with 5:29 left in the first half.
Ugh. Who do you think is going to win?
As much as I didn't want to pick Dallas, I picked Dallas.
I don't even know you're doing that. That's bad. I have like an urge to hit the button and I hit it.
Hit the button.
It's like a button.
Wow, we really are not on the fucking pipe bomb page right now. That's kind of a little weird.
Can we share it to the pipe bomb page?
You can try sharing it to the page.
Go.
Wait, you're an admin. You can share it to the page. Go to my page and then share it to there.
I'm going. I'm working on it.
Might be able to get some people back. I mean, we only have like the abbreviated amount, which is 3 minutes. We only got 3 minutes left. We're going to send it over to the page. Have people watch the end of it. Oh, for that matter, go back and watch the whole thing on Twitch. Fuck it. I don't care. I need the views.
I got to figure out to get some kind of phone stand for next week. I can't do another freaking whole show holding my phone.
We need to go to Five Below again. We need to go to Five Below again.
I know.
I need to pick up another Bluetooth speaker. I mean,
that's a fucking option for me to share there.
What?
Yeah. When I type in pain, only thing that comes up is our group chat.
Are you sure you're not on the group? It says shared a page, not shared a group.
On your page.
Yeah, shared a page. You have to click on shared a page.
Bro, that's what I did. Look at share.
Mm-hmm. You can't do it from inside the video. You got to do it from outside the video.
I was outside.
You know, those people from the ATEM, they're stupid. And if you don't know what ATEM is, that's a little bit of a problem as well.
Well, we don't know that nerd shit. How many times we got
to backwards. There's no other way to fuck up that name.
Okay. Look at share to a group. P-A-I-N.
You said the keyword share to a group. It's not a group. It's a page.
Okay, share. Options.
Oh my god, I'm abandoning Chip. How much time do we have left?
Like 2.5 minutes.
Okay, I'm abandoning Chip. I call it quits.
We're going south. Fast.
This whole last half hour has been nothing but crap. Because it dropped out all the time. And then I lose momentum. I forget what the fuck I'm talking about. Everybody's annoyed. Nobody's here. Nobody knows what anybody's talking about. We spend a half hour discussing where the show is and where the show is not. I'm calling it quits.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
I just showed up for the food.
I am calling
it quits. Wait, you showed up for the food? You had the food there.
I showed up with my glass of wine like I did last week. I figured it would help. I did that. I ate some crackers. I was doing good. I mean, except that I had to hold the phone for the entire hour and 20 minutes or whatever it was. I was doing pretty good.
I'm proud of you, sis.
Oh, I got flowers.
Nice.
See them?
I got a wreath, though.
Oh, why don't you, you obviously can't show her. Why don't you tell her what you bought at the store the other night?
What did I buy?
The one that you wanted to buy, two sizes too big.
I know, I want to see.
We might as well get this out there before we end the show.
All right, hold on. There's really no way of doing it, so I'm going to have to...
I think you bought it.
Can I turn my camera around?
You should be able
to. I honestly think you bought it too big because in reality, it's for me.
Hold on.
I mean, we can probably go back and get one.
Hold on. I got to see if I could do this the right way.
So, here's... Can't hear you on YouTube.
Oh, fuck this, man. All right. Hold on. Let me see if I could do this. I don't think I could turn it around.
Really?
This is so dumb. All right, you know what? Maybe I could put it on camera this way. I got an ugly sweater. Can you see it?
Yes, and it got tacos.
It's an ugly taco sweater.
And the kicker is that they had all weird ones. They had this weird-looking Santa Claus one. They had
Angela got one that has a shark and a wreath and fish all over it for Christmas.
They had one where they had a reindeer, but it was a cup holder.
Yeah, you could stick a beer in it. It was a beverage holder.
And top it all off, my personal favorite, and I made the guy look at me that was looking at the sweaters, like, really weird. I was like, oh, my God, they got an ugly Christmas sweater with a cock on it. The guy goes, what? I was like,
look. It was a giant Christmas sweater with a giant rooster on the front.
Bro, I want one.
We'll have to go back and see if we can get them. They're freaking funny as hell.
You can always make somebody's head spin when you turn around and say, oh, it's got a giant cock on it. It's got a giant cock on it.
Oh, man.
You know, that's what my kitchen is. You got pigs, I have cocks. In my kitchen, it's all roosters, because I say I like to be surrounded by cocks.
All right. Are we done?
Yeah, I think we're done.
I think we're done, too. This has been fun. If anybody's still here, this was great.
It's crazy because my fucking... I keep seeing that messages are coming through on Messenger, and I'm not seeing nothing new.
Well, Nick tried to see if we were banned somehow, miraculously.
So I'm sorry if you're messaging me and I'm not seeing it, people.
Yeah, I don't know. All right.
I give up.
Any final comments?
Fix this shit for next week.
Get with the program, nerd man.
Don't look at me. I fucking did everything correctly, believe it or not. So... All righty,
get in touch with your inner nerd squad and get this thing moving.
Yes.
Nick, find
a different company.
Help us get fixed. Please.
All right. We love you guys. Thank you.
Like, share, comment.
Catch you guys later.
Wow. Did you like that show? Hey, if you did, like, follow, subscribe, and share out our show. And if you need merch, we got you. Don't forget to check out paintrainpipebomb.threadless.com. for show merchandise at great prices. Tune in next week for another episode of Pain Train Pipe Bomb.